big scaffolding weather stations are scattered through the wild back end of the Upper Columbia Basin. Throughout the winter, Justin Finn goes by helicopter to maintain the stations and monitor the snow. Usually, by this time of year, he sees the snow melting.
When I was out there, yeah, it was very little melt going on, especially at upper elevations. Which, you know, it just happens as a natural cycle, but it does set us up for, like, increase the flood risk potential.
Finn works for Northwest Hydraulic Consulting. BC Hydro contracts this company to provide raw data on the snowpack. The BC River Forecast Center also interprets the numbers provided by Finn in snow survey and water supply forecasts. The most recent one was released on May 14th. It showed that the snowpack in the Upper Columbia on May 1st was on average 21% higher than prior May 1st. Dave Campbell is the head of the BC River Forecast Center based in Victoria.
It's something that we might see, you know, maybe once every 5 or 10 years that we have kind of this level of snowpack. So it's unusual. It's not unprecedented.
If the weather continues to be cool throughout the entire summer, or even if it's seasonable, then Campbell says it's likely that the river and creek levels will be high, and that's it. However, if there's prolonged extreme heat or unusually heavy rain, there could be landslides and floods. The risk isn't to the Columbia River, but to smaller creeks that you normally wouldn't look at twice. They can flood and wash out the highway and train tracks. Bob Melnick maintained the highways around Revelstoke for 18 years, between 1974 and 92. He knows the road so well he could drive it with his eyes closed, he says.
Just west of Victor Lake, there's a little small creek there. It's coming off the mountainside. Looks totally okay. Watch that one like a hawk, because that's one of the consistent performers. And last year, I believe, was the biggest debris flow that I've seen for a long, long time.
Debris flow means that water is scouring soil and trees from slopes, and it could lead to buildup, damming, and sudden bursts. There are other things, Melnick says, to look out for while on the highway.
If you see a bridge in a creek channel, you know there should be water in it. In the middle of July or a hot spell, well, perhaps not. This time of year, they should all be running water. And the color, if it's clear, things probably okay. If it's really murky or muddy, you should pay attention and don't stop.
A dry creek bed could mean that a log jam further up is damming up the creek. Everyone has a cell phone these days, Melnick says. If you see a creek with a lot of debris, a dry creek bed, or a lake where the water is normally clear but it's murky, he says to report it to the Department of Highways. Finn says, best case scenario, this cool, wet spring will mean a lush, green summer without forest fires.
That'd be great, you know, if we get a nice, cool summer and, you know, we got rains all the time that are, you know, mellow, and hopefully it'll be better for the fire season and better for everything. It might keep the creek water cooler, which is good for fish, and yeah, it'd be great. I hope we get that for sure.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling. As always, please get in touch. You can email me, megan@stokefm.com.